Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about how to know if themes and plugins are safe to install on your WordPress website. We're going to go over a few of these things. I know when I was new, and even today, you know, it matters to me. Is it safe? You know, there are so many plugins and themes out there, and you want to make sure that they're built properly and stuff. Otherwise, your site could get hacked. So how can we tell if they're good or not?
Yeah, that's a really great point. Yeah, because essentially, someone could create a malicious theme or plugin that can take over your website and create some sort of a backdoor. And so people think that, oh, I'm just uploading something to my website, installing a plugin or a theme. It's like, because it's going through a UI, they don't think of it like they're installing code. They're injecting code. And so it's almost like, oh, I'm installing an iPhone app. iPhone apps are always safe, you know. But with a website, that's not necessarily true.
Absolutely. So what are some of the ways that you can find out? Well, obviously, online reviews. You know, do a search on the plugin or the theme that you're going to be you know, taking a look at and stuff. And if it's a pretty popular one, I can guarantee you there's probably going to be a ton of reviews online. And people are going to let you know whether it's, you know, safe, whether it works properly, whether it functions properly, what it does to the website, whether or not it slows down. Believe me, WordPressers, they're going to publish the content out there if something's not kosher. If there are no online reviews, I wouldn't say that's a total red flag, because, you know, there's a lot of new plugins coming in. I would highly recommend, you know, testing it out on a development environment to see if anything goes wrong with your site and stuff. So online reviews, number one.
Yeah, that's awesome. The next one on the list is social media or WP groups. So there's lots of Facebook groups out there. You can ask people, hey, have you heard of this? Is it safe? Blah, blah, blah. And then that one's kind of related to the online reviews as well. Another thing is, if you're downloading from the WordPress repository, so the plugin repo, as people call it, or the themes repository as well, those are almost always safe because WordPress does a code review. David has experience with this. You submit it to WordPress and, you know, it can take weeks sometimes to get it approved because they want to make sure that it is safe and that there's no back doors and nothing malicious is going to happen. It's not going to install ads on your site everywhere. And so rest assured that if it's there, then it's going to be safe. But if you're looking at for something really specific that you find online and it's like a free plugin that you download from a website or a paid plugin that you download from a website, that's when you want to be more careful. If it's a company you've never heard of, anything like that. You know, the Divis of the world, Beaver Builder, all of those big ones out there, they're very reputable. You know, I'm not saying that just because a theme or plugin isn't super well known means it's automatically not safe by any means. That's not true. But the big ones are definitely going to be very safe and secure because they have a huge reputation to maintain. And if they don't have a plugin or if they release a product that has a ton of vulnerabilities in it, it'll just destroy their reputation.
Absolutely. And so those are our recommendations when reviewing and determining whether or not a theme or a plugin is safe. Online reviews, social media, WordPress groups, tweet it. Trust me, WordPressers are on Twitter. So
Twitter.
don't be afraid to tweet it out. And then obviously the repo and stuff. And do your own testing and whatnot. Tomorrow we've got a new topic. Speaking of plugins, it's a sweet new free icon plugin for WordPress, and you're not going to want to miss this one. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.